Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on listen upper left, and then listen online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can also find us on Facebook these days. I have to tell you, there's some really fabulous photographs and stories on Facebook. And there's one for you, Natasha, the last one that's up there. But there's a really cute one of the really cute, and there's a bear that breaks into an ice cream store 2 days after 2 days after they introduce their new ice cream flavor of honey.
Oh no!
And the bear goes into the ice cream shop and eats all the honey ice cream, and then passes out. Okay. Now, then, the next one, a few days later, a cougar breaks into a pet store, goes all over the place, finds the catnip aisle, and eats all the catnip and passes out. And, you know, you find him passed out on the floor of the pet store. And there's photographs of that. So great bear story, great cougar story, stealing the catnip.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, cat really at heart. You know, they're all cats at heart.
Yep. So let's see. I gotta figure out where this.
And I would look at them if I had Facebook, but I don't have Facebook anymore.
So the bear eats all the honey ice cream and passes out on the floor of the ice cream store. There's a great one where a lady locks herself out of the house, and the only way in is the sliding glass door, but it's blocked by the piece of wood you put in the track to keep the door from opening. And she talks to her cats through the window, and the cat moves the bar so she can get in. It's very cool. There's a great one with a dog and a cockatoo that are the watchdog team. And so they're looking out the window at something going by, and the dog's just standing there looking out the window. The cockatoo is barking. It's really funny. You got to turn on the sound. And then we got the cougar that eats all the catnip and passes out. The one I posted for you is a wonderful story, Natasha, it says, in the final weeks, the family's old German shepherd never left their side. They let him sleep in their room, surrounding him with love until the very end. But one night he slipped away quietly, leaving their bed to take his last breath alone on the couch, as if sparing them the pain of watching him go. When they checked their security cameras, they saw something that left them speechless at 3:30 a.m., a faint orb of light rose from his body and drifted upward, vanishing into the dark.
Yep.
To some, it was dust. To his family, it was his spirit, proof he had moved on to a better place. The clip spread online, stirring debate among skeptics and believers. But for the grieving family, the explanation didn't matter. What mattered was the comfort that their loyal companion was not gone forever. And it's wonderful, Natasha, because the photograph is posted. You know, so you see the German mm-hmm. Shepherd laying on the couch, and then the orb of light. Right there, so that often, and I think you could attest that mm-hmm. Sometimes cameras pick up light. A lot of times our animals see light and energy on the other side that we don't see.
Yeah.
But cameras, sometimes you take a picture, you know, and there's that ghost in the shadow. And so, well, that's mm-hmm. real stuff, isn't it, Natasha?
It totally is. And that's one thing that, you know, you can talk to anybody who, like hospice nurses and stuff, and they constantly talk about how they can see this light coming out. I was there when my dad passed, and I didn't see the light, but I felt him. Well, my dad was beyond this world, so he actually stood behind me, but and spent the next couple of months with me because I was carrying my first child. That whole lifting out, and there's been pictures of like deer who passed, and you know, that spirit popped up, and you know, we all go home. Now how we go home depends on the life we've had, you know. And you know, in Matt's story, like my dad, he crossed right over. My mom took a little bit more convincing, you know, to and just a little bit more support. And then, you know, it all depends on the life, you know, and how much we believe. I always said my dad had one foot in this world and one foot in the other world. And my mom was really much stuck on, you know, the last week of her life. And actually, I'm in her last weeks of life here. I've had, my grief has been pretty palatable, even though it was 27 years ago. That whole, you know, you're not taking me, I'm not going. that was her story for her last week, was just struggle in leaving her body because she didn't want to leave.
And this is a bit of a different scenario, but I'm thinking about the Aurora Borealis or Northern Lights that happened, you know, a few months ago. People were saying like, oh, I didn't see it. But, you know, a lot of others were saying, oh, what you had to do is like use your phone's camera and then it would show you the Aurora Borealis. Even though you couldn't see it, you had to use your phone's camera to be able to see it. That's just something that came into my mind that, you know, there's some things that are better presented mm-hmm. by using a phone's camera or any other camera for that matter.
Well, it breaks down the veil, as the cliche word has been used all these years, the veil that's between us and spirit. It breaks that down. And so it gives us an opportunity to see Fae. It gives us an opportunity to see the orbs. But last night I was, you know, reading, and all of a sudden I saw this blue light in the corner of my little flicker of light, you know. And that's, I knew I wasn't alone because I've been working with my Fae a lot lately, and you know, the angels and that kind of thing. And I know that, you know, that was part of that story of, you know, it was a fairy that was able to say, I'm here for you.
Okay. Fairy is what you're talking about. Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and speaking of all of that stuff, astrologically, the planets do affect us, whether we realize it or not.
Oh, yeah. And there's more than I can say at this minute in time, because it's, you know, this planet is conjunction that planet, and we're all in the middle of, you know, deep. But since September started, and then, you know, we've come through a lot already. You know, I want to give people credit for the thank you for surviving what you've negotiated. And I hope and pray that you've done more than survive. I hope that you've come out of a lot of these little rocky moments, knowing yourself better, understanding life better, you know, just able to negotiate life with a little bit more, oh, okay, I can do this type of attitude, because that's really what our planet is shifting us into, is that, you know, we're rising up into another dimensional understanding. And in that dimensional understanding, we have to go through these car wash moments. Well, we had the eclipse at the beginning of September, as we do in the spring. So there was a lot of repeating of what we were dealing with the eclipses in the spring that we might be finishing up in this one. Like I started something in that time frame and I was able to finish it up in this eclipse season. And so with that eclipse season, so we had the eclipse, then we had the 999 portal, right? And I don't know if you have that portal was a big shift for me, but I'm in my second Saturn return. My husband's in a second Saturn return. My husband's having a personal 9 year. I'm having a personal 9 year. The universe is in a personal 9 year. So 2025 adds up to nine. So we're all in a 9 year. We're
Nine's
in the
a
year of the
completion
snake.
number. It's a completion
Yeah.
number.
It's a completion number. It's about endings. It's about cleaning up things. It's about the understanding that we can have this like closure to a lot of our understandings. And so a lot of the planets right now in Virgo and coming out of Leo and going into, Libra and energy is that self-love piece. What can we do to find that self-love in spite of it? I know I've been setting up good boundaries for myself lately, having those conversations that I just need to feel safe with the people around me. And so I've been setting that intention of boundaries that, how you speak to me is your responsibility. How I hear it is my responsibility, but how you speak to me is your responsibility. And I want to be spoken to in a calmer, nicer tone, right? So how can we have these boundaries of self-love that's coming in? And then with that 999 portal, which was very palatable for me, I really did some deep work with that. I was done with a lot of my old stories of lack of abundance, lack of value, lack of, the lack ofs. I was done with that so that I can create that new story of who I want to be. And actually, in my numerology that I do for my day-to-day, I was having a personal 9 day. And so the next day was a 1 day for me because you go through the 9 day cycle and then you have the 1 day. So what was my intentions for that 1 day? Well, today we're having the last eclipse of the eclipse season for September, but we're having the equinox tomorrow, right? So it's that cleaning up what are we really truly wanting to set in. And it's that practice to do better. It's not the story of we can't haves and we don't want to haves, but it's the language we're using. Like I did a video one morning at four something and I woke up at 4:15. I had 4:35, 4:44. I've been seeing 4:44 tremendously. And then I had 5:15 and I did a video for this in the morning. And it was like all about walking my spiritual path. It was time for me to step into who I was supposed to be. It was time for me to really align with my greater light work that I'm meant to do. And then it was that coming in. And then the 5:15, it was all about self-talk. What words are you using? What understandings are you using? What things are you doing to do? And our mind likes to sabotage us and stay into our old stories. But how can we align ourselves? I'm attuning to the energies of the now with grace, ease, love, light, and walking my abundant life as I'm grateful for it, right? So how can we come into being out of the trauma and the story, because there are things that are unforgivable in our life. There's things that are happening around us that we are just in awe of. Whoa, there's no words for it, right? And things happened 3 weeks ago that are just unspeakable. They're just horrendous that are happening. But how can we, in our personal life, just say, I have to move on in spite of it? I have to be me in spite of the reality around me. And I'm done with the illusions that are presenting around me. All these distractions, all these stories, all these things are happening because I want peace, tranquility in my life. And like this morning, I woke up, I had a dream that I forgot. I thought we were leaving out of a place, getting into the motorhome, my husband and my son and I. And I thought I forgot my purse in the room. And so I was going to go back and get my key. Come to find out that I brought my purse into the motorhome already. but my husband left and my son left. I was trying to call him on my phone, but my phone would never connect to my son. I knew my husband would never have his phone on, so I was trying to call my son, and it would always go back to, like, let's say TikTok, or it would always go back to another thing. It would always go to another, you know, it would always show a different screen. It would never align myself to calling my kid to say, hey, I'm here. So an hour and a half later, they finally show up. And I'm like going, why didn't you, I couldn't get a hold of you. Why did you guys leave? I just need to run up. And it was like, it was just a story of discombobulation. How can I get out of this discombobulation, these distractions, these disalignments with communication? How can I slow down, stay out of panic? Because that's where I was in my dream. Stay out of panic, stay in alignment with just being who I am. And I ended up meeting up with people, talking with people, you know, doing these different things. And so what did the universe want me to do at that time was to bring light and love to the people around me by me just being me, listening, supporting, showing light, sharing a story that might be helpful. And so we all have a story. We all have a knowing. And this is the time to really honor who we are. Come down deep into our who we are, but at the same time, breathe and be our light, because we are
and
all
pay
miracles.
Attention to your dreams. You might get messages there. But we also talked about this. Nathan, you weren't here, but the first Sunday of this month, we were talking to Ananda, because with all the turmoil going on, and sometimes really. Really hard to determine what is truth, what's reality, what's mm-hmm. not. You know, we were talking about the best way to find that peace and that serenity and get yourself to that space is to learn how to breathe and meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation is a phenomenal gift to bring you closer to, you know, it's kind of like they say, in prayer, you're talking to God. In meditation, you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Ananda's got so many wonderful classes, you know, that you can take for free. You can Zoom online. You can be in person, it's a wonderful way to find that balance and ease. I just say, you know, make sure that you are seeing the truth of what's really going on. We've got two realities going on: those that are living in truth, those that are living in lies. Mm-hmm. And it comes out in my teachings when I do a session. I just had to say it yesterday because I did a session, and when I go through all the communication stuff with my clients, teaching them how to communicate with animals and so forth. You know, talk to them about, you know, positive thought directs energy. Energy follows thought, and all of that sort of thing. And at some point, you know, I have to explain, you know, kind of like, you know, living in reality and what the truth of the matter is. And it comes in when we're talking about the genetics of dogs. And yesterday was a classic example, because dogs aren't genetically coded the same way cats are. So you live with them differently. And some of the you know, my favorite sayings: dogs have masters and you control and dictate. Cats have staff and you serve. Okay, so you treat them differently, but dogs are pack animals and work on a pecking order system. Life is not fair. You need to take charge. It's the one time in our life that you can be a benevolent dictator, and it's a good thing, because that's what dogs need. They're attracted to powerful leadership. You can't just spoil them and let them take charge, because they live then a very anxiety-full, stressed mm-hmm. life, because they can't control everything about the humans. So they're, and I'm partially and majorly responsible for pushing the world of dog training in our area out of the old school and into the more positive training. But in my opinion, the all positive stuff's gone off the deep end. And it's the same deep end the old school was off of to begin with, and that's failing to recognize that our animals are intelligent creatures and, you know, are
great. Oh, God, they're getting more and more.
You know, that they think and reason, have feelings and emotions and all that sort of stuff. And you need to, they don't just need to know what's right, they need to know what's wrong. Raising puppies like raising kids, all that sort of stuff. But in that section, I was saying that, you know, dogs are pack animals and you have to be the leader. That's what stabilizes your dog. Well, the all positive group, a part of that off the deep end, their attitude is, oh, we don't want to have anything negative in our dog's lives. Everything should be wonderful. Heaven forbid you tell them they're wrong or correct them. Just distract them away for food and everything will be fine. Yeah, well, it looks great on paper, doesn't work in reality. Anyway, they're so adamant about not wanting there to be anything negative in the dog's world. And of course, I'm the first one to tell you, life is not fair in the dog world. It's not fair in ours either, but it's really not fair in the dog world. It's all based on pecking order. But this all positive group, they're trying to extinguish the pack theory. So the way they're addressing this is, oh, dogs really aren't pack animals, okay?
Oh, my gosh, you watch wolves and you know.
Right, right. Okay, so this is in the session I say to everybody I work with. Okay, folks, what I have to say to everybody is that just because you don't like something, just because you don't want it to be true, doesn't mean you can lie about it over and over and over again, and eventually that lie becomes true. The facts are the facts. There are no alternative facts. There's facts, there's truth, there's lies, okay? And it's black and white. Even though the powers that be are showing us the opposite right now. But it's very important that you make sure that you are dealing in the world of reality, which about 40% of the country right now are not. So anyway, that's all I'm going to say about it. But we are way over time. And gosh, Bigfoot didn't stomp around, but we better get back on track here. But the good news is you got to remember, you know, dogs are pack animals. They need a benevolent dictator. That's what makes them happy. That's why they calm down and relax in the presence of powerful leaders. But if you try to control your cat the same way, whoa, you're going to be in big trouble. You have to serve cats, and they're great communicators. You talk to them, you negotiate. And anyway, it's a whole different world. So sit with that for a moment. We'll take care of our advertisers. Animal World continues. Oh, and if you'd like to call us, if you've got anything to add to the conversation, you got questions about your animals, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And speaking of them, we heard of the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They've got the Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway with a yoga hall is there as well. East-West Bookshop in Edmonds, Linwood Community and Heart Song Retreat. Great place if you want peace in your life and get closer to God. It's a great way to do it, and meditation is the way to go. Check them out, anandawashington.org. Whispering Dragon Center, open and available to serve you. Jude Ponton is our premier sound healer, does incredible acutonics, I think is more powerful than acupuncture. If you want the needles, she can do that. But the acutonics with the acutonic forks is really, really powerful. And she also does incredibly wonderful, gentle chiropractic and it is a really gift to work with her in person, but she can also work with you remotely. Check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206. Never mind. Whispering-dragon.com. 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And then remember me, animal behavior therapist and dog trainer. And I work with people, privately in their homes to get their dogs under control and set them up for a lifetime of success. And I usually only have to see you once. And we were just talking about that. But at any rate, I would love it if you'd write down my phone number. Tell anybody you know has got problems with their dogs. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. Have them call me, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. We are all caught up, at least for the moment here. I was... thinking about all that you were talking about, Natasha, and, astrologically and so forth. And then we were talking about the Facebook post and that German Shepherd and the light orb. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry you can't see the photograph because it's really and apparently, really took off when it was originally published. But, a lot of people still, don't know that we're, physical bodies first and or second, and spiritual beings first, mm-hmm. And that we don't just live one lifetime. No. We live, Master Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda says we live millions of lifetimes.
And actually, I have a belief that right now we're living many lifetimes.
At once?
concession. And we're not fragment. We talk about how Mother Mary, Jesus, Archangel Michael are everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. And we never think of them as being fragmented. They're always whole and centered when they're with us. We are too. We are spirit. We are source. We are consciousness. We are that peace. And we're just learning the human experience of emotions and story. And how do we come into that understanding? Like for me, I don't really meditate. I wake up in the morning kind of having my first thoughts. I try to have more positive. I'm in alignment. I'm in the fluidity of where I'm at with my life. I kind of go into that focus. When I'm going to bed, I do the same thing. But I try to walk a walking meditation, which means I'm available. I'm consciousness. If I get into an alignment with two kids, like if I'm walking out of a room and all of a sudden the student's with me and we walk for a few minutes, what is my intention walking with the student? You know, I'm always in that alignment. I stop before I walk into a room, try to get myself aligned with what's going to happen in that room as much as I can, you know, because that's part of my consciousness of walking with spirit. Who am I to be in this moment? Who am I to be for myself and who am I to be for others? You know, that breath in, the breath out moment, the tied out, the tied in moment. You know, it's that whole, the world around us shows us that we are part of source, but sometimes we have to be in our consciousness of not distracted by our mind. Our mind has thoughts. They are just thoughts. Who are those thoughts? Who is the story that I'm creating? Who am I that is saying these things about this, right? And it's all about that consciousness of understanding that thoughts are just thoughts. Let them fly by, you know? And sometimes, you know, when something negative happens in this world, I send love, I send conscious, you know, it's like I've had two people in my world, you know, one of my daughter-in-law, you know, her sister went in for surgery. My child who took on a kid who was in the down in New Mexico that was in the foster care system and took him in and became the foster parent for that child. And he was 17, but needed just assistance getting through their life. Well, they were in a motorcycle accident. There's negative things that are happening in our life. The thing is, though, like my daughter-in-law, who, that's kind of weird to say, I'm old enough to have a daughter-in-law, but that my daughter-in-law, you know, this surgery that she had was to take something out of her that has been dragging her down this rabbit hole of unhealth, that maybe now she'll feel more healthy because she's gotten this realignment.
So it's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe this thing that, you know, this motorcycle accident that this kid got into, that I send prayers to, you know, maybe this is his time when he's got to really realign to that. I'm important. I'm not my story. I'm not the foster care system. I'm not the unwanted child that's been around. I am actually wanted because people now, I know because of this trauma in my life that I matter. You know?
Yeah. And I know my spiritual teachers have always taught me that the ideal situation here is, you know, we are spirit first and physical body second. Mm-hmm. But the idea, and we, you know, we separate from God to come into physical being. But we're here to try to be the best spiritual beings in human form that we can be. Problem is, you know, the veil goes down and we forget who we are down here. Mm-hmm. And a lot of human stuff to deal with. And but the goal is to be on the earth, but not of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it means, you know, ideally we learn to walk on the earth through our lives. But we elevate our consciousness enough that we don't get sucked in and about all the negative stuff. Well, that's easy to say, but it isn't necessarily that easy to do, especially these days. Mm-hmm. But the only way I know of is to get more in tune with your spiritual path, and that, you know, prayer and meditation make a huge, huge difference. And then, you know, then walk in your talk. You know, there, how many people, you know, go to church every Sunday, but they're crappy human beings.
Exactly.
You know, and if you're one of the ones that thinks Jesus would be happy with what's going on, you know, boy, are you, you know, there is no revenge and anger and let's blame everybody and beat everybody up if you're in Jesus's world. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's why
washed,
I say
he washed the feet of beggars. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the meek would inherit the earth. A lot of important
that's
teachings.
That's when something negative happens. I just say, I'm done with this negativity. Mm-hmm. I'm done with this negativity in my life. I'm done with this illusion that's happening of bringing me down. I am done with it. Yeah, I'm bringing in light. I'm bringing in love.
The soul is eternal. Mm-hmm. Okay. And now my understanding, and just so you know, I told you that, you know, Paramahansa Yogananda says, you know, we live millions and millions of lifetimes in order, because the plan is you come down here, you got to figure out how to be the best spiritual being in human form and get back and totally aligned with God. Then you get to move on. Problem is, it takes a lot of lifetimes to get there. Here. And my understanding is when soul, if you incarnate on the earth, you come in through the mineral kingdom, you work your way through the plant kingdom, then the animal kingdom, and then the last, then you come into human form. And so, you know, I mean, I figure you can, you know, when you think in millions of lifetimes, well, you know, when you're going through you go through the plant kingdom, mineral kingdom, then the animals usually start with the insects and work up through the animals. I mean, you can burn a lot of lifetimes as mosquitoes and stuff, you know? Anyway, so lots of lifetimes, and Yogananda says, you know, it takes millions of lifetimes on the planet to even get to the point where you're interested in God again and you want to reconnect. So, you know, if you're already there, if you're already going to church, if you're already, you know, if you're getting in touch with God, well, then you're almost there. But you got to get all, you got to work your way through all this human stuff in order to be able to move on. And, but, you know, there are still many that don't understand that we live multiple lifetimes. And it always, you know, it pings me just a little bit when somebody says, well, you know, you only live once. Yeah, well, in this, you know, this body, this lifetime, yeah. But no, that's not true.
In this physical body, in this physical moment, I am only in this body once.
Yeah, exactly. But we come back over and over, and the story on Facebook, you know, the German Shepherd that passed, and the security camera took a photo and saw the orb of light. Sometimes seeing that there is something happening in the death process can help people understand that the soul is eternal, okay, and doesn't die. I've got a wonderful story that illustrates that at the time that it happened, it was so powerful. I wrote the story and it was published at the time. But it's time for us to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. So before not Nathan gets to stomping around, let's do that. I will also give you an opportunity if you'd like to talk with me or Natasha or both of us. You can pick up your phone and call. Otherwise, it's going to be story time. Phone number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. So if you'd like to chat with either one of us, give us a call. Otherwise, probably story time when we get back. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio.
We're excited to tell you that while we continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at 8 a.m., we're also on 880 a.m. Kixie Mondays at 3.
As always, we bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We also share Conscious Minutes Fridays during the John Tesh Show on Kixie.
Remember, Conscious Talk Radio on Fridays at 8 a.m. on KKNW for fresh shows every week.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We are here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. See, we heard again from our Nupro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, Nupro Supplements.com. Check out all their great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The Nupro Nuggets for kitties are fantastic. I use them as treats, but I also, my little Sophie Sweet Cheeks, my little feral girl who's right here bumping and rubbing my legs and fingers as we speak. She gets snooty for, she won't eat her dinner until I put her Nupro Nuggets on top of her dinner. And so I put her dinner down, and I put it down for, you know, for Buzzy, and Buzzy starts covering. She just looks at me and says, "Mom," and she does her little meow, meow, until I get the Nupro Nuggets and sprinkle them on her food. So if you want to treat your kitties and give them vitamins in a great, palatable way, Nupro Nuggets are great. And the Nupro Dog Supplement is fabulous because if you get a shedding breed of dog, the hair stays on the dog until you brush it off. It's, you don't get the tumbleweeds of hair all over your house. So you can usually find the dog supplements in your pet store. If not, you can buy any of the supplements at the Nupro Supplement. Supplements.com or on Amazon. And we heard from Dr. Nils, and the good news is his website is new and up and available to you. Nathan checked it out and said he's really impressed. And it is very easy to navigate, and great picture of kind of a Jack Russell type dog on the homepage. And then Dr. Nils is there too, with another dog in his arms, and an easy contact link. He always does a free telephone evaluation, and so you can use that contact link to fill out the form and tell him you want to talk, or you can just call him at 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003. Alrighty, and then you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot me an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. So, nobody took me up on my offer, and don't have anybody on the phone lines, so that means it must be story time. And we'll have we've still got another hour to go after this one, so we'll have more time if any of you change your mind or want to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 425-373-5527. And kind of with our talk today and just about, you know, being on the earth but not of it, and the fact that we our soul is eternal and all of that. If you need any proof of that, there's, of course, you can go to the Animal World Facebook page, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and read the story and see the photograph of the German Shepherd that passed during the night on the couch. But the security cameras caught that orb of light lifting out of the dog's body. Well, you know, a lot of times our animals can see these kind of things and we can't. Sensitive people like Natasha. can see things like this. I see light energy and sometimes see things, not as much as like Natasha and so forth, but little things. And when the more you pray, in my experience, the more you meditate, the more you pray, and the more deeper you get to go in meditation, the more intuitive you get, the more mm-hmm. things you know, the more things you can see, all that sort of stuff. Well, I had a number of years ago now, I think it may be decades, I think this experience I think I had, Natasha, and Nathan was back, I think in the 90s. So I can't believe how long I've been. Anyway, you know, I normally am going to people's homes to work with them and their dogs and or cats, you know, to help them understand all that sort of thing. But this was a mom, had a toddler, 3-year-old. And an older dachshund called me because the dog had been very sick for a long time. And she said, well, she was calling me first. Could I do some healing work and could I help heal the dog? And she didn't know if that was possible and if I could help or what might be, but she didn't know if it was, she didn't know. She just needed my help to come evaluate the situation and could we do some healing for the dog? So set up an appointment. I went to do this session and I got there and Natasha, it's like, I don't know about you, but when I encounter in a situation like this, especially when I have my work hat on, I'm connected and I set the connections up ahead of time. And, but I get, when I'm around an animal that's been in their body too long, mm-hmm. I smell it.
Yeah.
It's a smell. Okay. It's not something.
And the same with humans too.
Right.
And
I haven't experienced that.
Yeah. The same goes
with
animals, for
humans. I know when they've been in their body too long because I can smell it. So just mm-hmm. so you know, it's not necessarily a smell that anybody else can smell, but I smell it. Mm-hmm. All right. So I walk in and as soon as I'm, you know, in the energy field of the dog, I'm smelling it big time, like wall. And so we, you know, we go through, just to shorten this all up, we go through a whole thing all the time, and yada, yada, yada. But the bottom line is I have to help them get to the point, the mom, that it's time to let this dog go. You know, that he's rotting inside his body and he's staying only for them. So we get through all of that. We get to a balance and everybody understands it's time to go. And then she says, well, but if we're going to do this, we need to do it now. And because we need you to be with us. And this is mom. And she had, I believe, a 3-year-old. She was 2 to 3 years old, toddler. The dog's name was Mo. And the little girl's name was Cayman. But they wanted to see, was there a way that we could arrange the euthanasia right away so that I could be with them? So the only thing I could think of to do was to call up the vets that I used to work with, that work for at Green Lake Animal Hospital. And I called them up, told them what's going on. Sure enough, Dr. Olson, one of my good friends, the vet I used to work for, said he would be happy to work us in. So, you know, we all got in our cars. We went off to Green Lake Animal Hospital and, went in and, you know, they put us into an exam room and I was there. The mother was there and Cayman, the toddler. And then Dr. Olson came in and he took me and the mom aside and said, well, now, don't you want to have the little girl leave? Cause we're going to, you know, euthanize the dog. Shall we have someone take her out? You know, and the mother, you know, kind of said, no. She needs to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, okay. All right. So then they, you know, they usually, when they're doing a euthanasia, you know, they put towels on the table and do nice things and that sort of thing. And Dr. Olson came in with the injections to do the euthanasia. And Mo was on the table. And we said, I would, because I'm a vet tech. So I held the dog and all that. Now, before we actually went through it, the mother started singing just really beautiful spiritual songs. And so she sang a few times. So the energy was really high in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and then Dr. Olson says, you know, sure you want the girl to stay? And there's yes. All right. So if you've been through a euthanasia before, you know, they usually sedate the dog a little bit to calm them down. And then the syringe goes into the vein and the dog, you know, passes. All right. So he's in the process. He's injecting the liquid into the dog's vein. And the little girl, the toddler, it still chokes me up. She just says, "Oh, mommy, the angels are here. The angels are here. The angels are coming. They're filling the room." And then she says, "Oh, Mo's lifting. He's Mom, the angels are Mo's most tender stewards." Out of the voice of a 2.5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
"The angels are Mo's most tender stewards. They're taking him to heaven, mommy." And the vet's mouth is on the floor.
Yeah.
And he went through that and went, "Oh my God, I'm so glad she stayed." He was just so tired. Everyone was in tears. It was just the most magical spiritual moment. And to hear, you know, and so when our children are born, they come in real open to all of
they
this.
They do. Stuff. They are. Okay?
Mm-hmm. But then we kind of suppress it and we don't acknowledge it, you know, and you know, the little kid runs in from the backyard and says, "Dog, the mom, the dog is thirsty. He wants water." "Oh, dogs don't talk. Go away." You know, and we don't honor their abilities and so forth. But at any rate, this girl was still very, very clear. And it changed Dr. Olson's life. You know, kids, that's amazing. I'm paying more attention. But this little one was so connected, saw the angels, saw Mo's soul lift out, go with the angels. And it was an incredible experience for all of us. And,
I got the chills while you were talking about it.
Yeah.
But I want people to know that, you know, with the grief that I've gone through and the death processes that I've gone through, that through the animals and through the people, because my mom actually passed away in the room that I'm in. My kids were there. My kids were there. I didn't necessarily ask them to do something that they didn't want to do.
Right.
But the kids were there and they were a part of it. And even like my older son, you know, he had a friend that his grandfather passed away. And he said that, you know, "Mom, I'm helping T to," I'm not going to say his name, "but T to go through the grief process because I kind of know what it feels like, you know?" And he says, "And I'm better for it. You know, I'm..." You know, and so with that, you know, even like when my cat Maya was passing away and Cleo was there, my dog now, and she witnessed it and sat in my lap and we grieved together her passing, that Cleo is even better for it because she knew where Maya went, you know, and so when I say Maya now, you know, she looks at me like, "Yeah, I know Maya," you know, it's like, but she's not like... But the grief process was easier for her because she knew that it was that transformational stage. And so when we allow the moment for the grief to process through us and the moment for grief to be with us, and I know even 27 years later, the other night, it was like it happened yesterday for my mom, and I was just feeling it so deeply. And that, you know, it's like grief is a journey and we need to honor ourselves through it, but acknowledging that it is there. And I was at a fair this last weekend, and you know, there was the Tree of Life was behind me, and I was saying that to the couple people that I was supporting through grief, you know, that grief is something that, you know, you can't go around the tree, you have to go either under it or over it, and you have to go even through the tree sometimes. And the Tree of Life is that signification of that it's finding the new normal for ourselves. It's finding the rhythm of who we are and believing that, you know, these emotions that we have are our friends to support us in knowing our deeper self. If you go through the grief process, you know yourself better than you've ever known yourself before. You know, so honor those pieces of yourself.
Well, yeah, and we're here to be emotional beings. Most of us stuff and suppress it, and that gets us into a lot of trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't go over, under, around it. You got to go through it. You got to walk through your stuff. And you never give yourself more than you can handle, and we don't realize that. But and there's lots of help, but you have to ask. It's a free will choice zone. You know, if you're happy in your misery, spirit will give you more.
I've seen angels in the corner going, ask me, would you please just ask me?
Right. Because they really don't have the right to mess with you without your permission. So
yeah, they'll help us in emergent moments, but in the day to day life, just say, can I have assistance? And you'll notice that this wave of just synchronicities might pop in, where you might see a crow fly right in front of you, or a squirrel walk in front of you, or you'll get a certain phone call from somebody.
Yeah,
you got to believe the synchronicities.
Yeah, and even that, and what works for me these days, I just turn everything over to Divine Mother. So anything, and now, and if it just little minutia, doesn't matter what it is. It might be a game I'm playing. Could be something else, or it could be a big deal. I just say, hey, I just turn it all over to you, Divine Mother. It's in your hands. You're in charge. I will pay attention and follow your guidance. And then I just pay attention. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to have the thing that's not working at all. Turn it over. Boom, it's working. So we are past time here. It is time to haul out the love train one more time. And boy, do we need it. We need to send love and light all over the country, all over the world. Let's do that now. And you can't opt out on this one. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or hop on the love train with us. I'll come through and pick you up. And we're going to send love and light all over the place. I energize up our love train music with the yogi energization prayer to give us some more spiritual energy for the day and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in me forever and forever. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All right, love train coming up, and stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.